January 20th marked the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in the Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission case, where the justices ruled that corporations and unions may give unlimited and anonymous donations to elect or defeat political candidates. In their decision, the High Court declared that corporations have the same rights as living natural persons. Since the ruling, corporations and wealthy supporters of political candidates have established dozens of so-called independent political committees and super PACs, where unlimited and unaccountable funds can be funneled into political campaigns so long as their activities are not coordinated with the candidate. In the Republican primary campaign thus far, nearly half the spending on campaign advertising has come from outside groups, mostly super PACs. This is in marked contrast to data from the 2008 campaign, where nearly all funds spent on TV ads came directly from the candidate's own committee. A growing number of citizens' groups around the country have decried the Citizens United ruling for opening the floodgates to the corrupting influence of big money in politics. More than a dozen proposed amendments to the U.S. Constitution that would reverse the court's Citizens United decision on corporate personhood have been introduced in Congress. City councils in New York, Los Angeles, and other cities have recently passed resolutions in support of overturning Citizens United. Your reporter spoke with Bob Edgar, former six-term congressman from Pennsylvania, who now serves as president and CEO of Common Cause. Here he discusses the national grassroots campaign to overturn Citizens United and the consequences for American democracy if these efforts don't succeed.
The good news is that many good government groups are exercising what I call ego disarmament. Institutions have egos as well as individuals, and often many of the good government groups hurt themselves by focusing on a narrow agenda and not working together. Those of us who believe that one remedy to the Citizens United decision is a constitutional amendment, we've divided up the responsibility. Some of the groups have been working with city councils like Los Angeles and New York that have passed resolutions. Others have worked to just educate the general public. Common Cause has staff in 22 states, an organization in 37 states. And about a week and a half ago, we launched what is called amend2012.org. One thing we'd like to do is see if we can't get up on a referendum on those states that have that process, like Montana and Colorado, an initiative to push back on the Supreme Court stating that money is speech. We think money can stifle speech. Push back on the idea that corporations are people. We like corporations, but we don't think they should equate to people. And third principle that we want to work on is to pass the constitutional amendment that gives legislative bodies the right to control money in politics. We think this should be a nation that's of and by and for the people, and not of and by large corporations and the wealthy. Our friend Bill Moyers calls this the most dangerous moment in American history for democracy. We're either going to be a nation that's of and by and for the people, or of and by and for large corporations. As we saw in the last couple of weeks in the Romney and Gingrich campaigns, that super PACs, supposedly independent from the candidates, have been used to trash the other candidate. Millions of dollars have flown into these two super PACs. And it just points out that in this presidential year of 2012, money is going to flow in like we've never seen before. And average ordinary citizens are going to be overwhelmed by negative advertisements from corporate money and wealthy money. And Common Cause wants to push back on that. We believe there are several things that can be done.
Bob, the conventional wisdom is that coming to a successful resolution of a constitutional amendment is an extremely difficult task. What is it that you think is attainable here in this fight that sets apart the work to overturn Citizens United versus other efforts in the past to come up with a viable constitutional amendment?
Just because it's difficult doesn't mean we shouldn't go after it. We believe that it's important for citizens to instruct their House and Senate members to push for a constitutional amendment. And along the road, we hope that the Congress will get so much pressure that they will successfully pass, as we tried to do last year, something called the Disclose legislation, which would have forced corporations and the wealthy to fully disclose their involvement in politics. An unintended consequence of the Supreme Court decision is that foreign companies can now meddle in our politics, and that seems inappropriate. And we believe that full transparency of who is giving the money, in fact, should take place. So on the road to a constitutional amendment being pushed from the bottom up, we think there are other things like disclose legislation. And because the House and Senate in Washington couldn't pass it, we have operatives all across the country working in state capitals to get state governments to pass disclose legislation. And we're asking state senators and state representatives to put resolutions in calling on their senators and their House members to go back and sort through the language and prepare a constitutional amendment that clearly states that money is not speech, corporations are not people, and money, in fact, can be regulated by legislative bodies. A Common Cause installed public financing in Arizona, Maine, and Connecticut, but because of the constitutional decisions of the Supreme Court, all of those public financing systems have to be voluntary, and there is no way to have mandatory controls on money in politics. And this presidential year is going to be the most moneyed election in our history. I believe many people are going to be offended at what they see over the course of the next 11 months, and hopefully the good news about that bad news is that people will be startled enough to stand up and help support this amend2012.org process that we've launched.
That was Bob Edgar, former six-term Pennsylvania congressman who now serves as president and CEO of Common Cause. Find links to groups organizing to overturn the Citizens United decision on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.